Hear all the refs call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. Always have a lot of fun talking to new recruits, new commits for Southern Indiana basketball. We've been doing it on the men's side. We venture to the women's side right now. Lily Graves is on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line after her recent commitment to USI women's basketball under Rick Stein. And again, we're here at the Hilltop Inn with the Rick Stein special always being served. So, hey, Lily, congratulations on the commitment. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Lily Graves, a 5'11 guard from Franklin Central up in Indianapolis. So we'll start here. Why Southern Indiana?
I picked Southern Indiana because when I got on campus, Coach Stein and his staff and the rest of the girls on the team just made it feel like home. Like, it was so homey. They were so welcoming. They've been an amazing part of my recruitment. They come to all of my games during the live periods during AAU season. They came to my school ball games here up in Indianapolis. And I just loved what he has done with this group this year, and I wanted to be a part of something like that.
Again, Lily Graves, the new USI women's basketball commit here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line on the refs call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Hey, Lily, do you mind if I tell you a little bit of a story? Just give me 2 seconds
yes.
for this. You ready? Okay. When I was applying for college, now I could not play a sport, okay, my life depended on it, but I like talking about it. When I'm applying to colleges, I've got my list of schools, and just like you with your recruitment, right, you have a list of schools that you're considering, and in that case, schools that are also considering you. And the first thing I did before I even put my list together was I took out a map and I basically drew a circle around my town in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, and just said, nothing within this circle. It's like a 3-4 hour radius, okay? Because I wanted to be away from home. Still close enough where if I needed my parents, needed my family, they're there, but also far enough where I can have my own life. And in fact, my father told me, hey, Brad, you better apply to Rutgers. That's the state school that everyone goes to in New Jersey. And I really did not want to go to Rutgers, about 25, 30 minutes away from my house. So I just lied to him. I told him I applied. I never did. And to this day, he thinks I did, unless he's listening right now, then I'm in trouble. But for you, and from my perspective, I can see why USI is a perfect fit for you. Your father, the head coach of Indiana State men's basketball, Matthew Graves, he's there and he's doing his thing. A lot of people might think, hey, why not be a Sycamore? But I get it. Explain your rationale behind it, if you don't mind, for the audience.
The reason why I didn't choose to be a Sycamore is because I wanted to build my own experience in college and live the way a normal student would without their parent being right across the hall with offices like theirs are. I love the campus at Indiana State, but I wanted to be able to be on my own, but I'm close enough to home to where I still can visit my parents and they can come down and visit me. But he has his own side, and I wanted to have my own too.
Again, Lily Graves, the class of 2025 commit for USI women's basketball is here on WREF. So let's talk about your game. How would you describe your style for the USI fans listening right now?
I would describe my style as more of like a shooting guard. I shoot the three ball, I consider, very well, and at a high percentage. I can attack the rim when needed to, and I can guard really 1 through 4 in every position.
Coming from Franklin Central, and you've been a performer and a varsity contributor your entire career in high school, but this past season doing a little bit of everything offensively, going for about 12 points per game, 5 rebounds a game. What did you grow on and improve upon this past season as a junior at Franklin Central?
This past season, I actually got to play my normal position because we were really small my first 2 years, and then we had an amazing freshman-like group come in, and we had 3 of them start on varsity my junior year, and one of them was a true point guard. So she took over that role, and I got to succeed in my role that I'm comfortable in, which allowed me to play off the ball more, shoot the shots I like to take, and then obviously I wanted to improve my rebounding game. So it led me to not only have to get back on defense and worry about someone else, but to go in and crash boards and see if I can get some extra points for our team.
And that all translates to a successful season for you and for the team, and then you become a junior all-star. So congratulations on that, and that translates to a USI women's basketball offer and commitment for you. Again, class of 2025, a combo guard, Lily Graves, here on WREF. Here on the Refs Call, presented by D. Patrick Nissan, and I'm Brad Klein. So, hey, Lily, I want to ask you about the state of USI women's basketball and how that all translates into your commitment, because coming off of arguably the best season in program history, and I know you have another year before you get to join the party, but 25 wins, a win in the WNIT, OVC regular season, and tournament champions. This is all happening while you're being recruited. How locked in were you on Rick Stein's squad and the current Screaming Eagle roster?
I was very locked in on it. I attended 2 game day visits to watch them play. Coach Stein's a winner, and I wanted to be with someone who's a winner, and he pushes his players to be better. That's why they got better throughout the season and all succeeded through the regular season, the tournament, and then even in the WNIT, and I knew that's what I wanted to be a part of.
It's so rare in this day and age that with the transfer portal and all that stuff, that Rick Stein has not lost a single player to the transfer portal this year or last year. Why do you think that is in your experience with him on the recruiting trail?
Coach Stein values every player he recruits, and he puts a lot of hard work into each recruit. I think he does a fantastic job. He grows the players individually and as a group, and that's why I think no one wants to leave him, because, like I said, he's a winner and he's going to find a way to win, and everyone enjoys winning. So I think that's why none of the girls wanted to leave, and he's just an amazing person, so I don't know why anyone would want to leave his amazing group.
So again, Lily Graves, a current junior at Franklin Central up in Indianapolis, is the newest USI women's basketball player, and she's here on WREF. Lily, when I was in high school, and again, I wasn't playing a sport, so I didn't have the hoopla around my commitment like you do, but when I was in high school and I committed to Syracuse, it was the best feeling in the world because, A, I love Syracuse. I was really excited to go. Family school, school I always wanted to go to, so that was exciting. But B, it was over. The weight was off my shoulders. But I was a senior, and it was late senior year. For you, you have an entire season to not kick back, because that implies that you're going to take your foot off the gas, but to not have to worry about your new spot, your new home. What's that going to be like?
Such a relaxing feeling knowing that the pressure's off me. I'm not being evaluated anymore. I can play loose. I just know that Coach Stein and them are still going to watch me throughout the summer and into my senior season. And I know what they expect from me, and I hope I can show them that. And I'm just really excited to be a part of what he has at USI.
That's all well and good, but I'm not even talking about the basketball angle of it. I mean, you're going to be able to focus on chemistry in chemistry class instead of thinking about, oh, my God, where am I going to college? Where am I going to college? What do I do after high school? What do I do? So that's going to be pretty nice, a little bit of a mental break for you as well. Again, Lily Graves here on WREF, the newest addition to the USI women's basketball family, and everyone's really excited for the class of 2025 commit from Franklin Central. But, like you said, it's going to free you up mentally. What are you going to try to add to your game and hone from your game before you get to Evansville, Indiana?
What I'm going to try to add to my game is to make, like, my ball handling tighter. I need just shooting in the gym constantly, getting my shot better, faster, because it's obviously going to be a totally different pace from high school to Division I basketball. So that will come into play. And then just in putting on weight and muscle in the weight room to get bigger, to prepare for the competition that we'll be going against.
So, Lily, again, here on the ref's call, and everyone's really excited for this commitment because we know what you're capable of, and we also know what USI women's basketball is capable of, and really push the limits of what the NCAA allowed them to do, which is go to the WNIT. But we all know that had the rule and the shackles not been applied of, okay, this team can't go to the NCAA tournament, USI women's basketball would have been there. Because, again, they won the OVC tournament. I believe you're only going to have 1 year of postseason ineligibility. How much, if at all, was that a factor in your decision to go to USI? How much of that was on your mind?
To be honest, that was not a factor at all in my mind. I didn't really think of the, like, overall, if they can't go into the tournament, that's not where I'm going to go. That really never came play into my decision making whatsoever, because I knew it was only going to be like about a year until I would be eligible to like play in the NCAA tournament with them. So it wasn't too much of a big factor in my recruiting process.
When you look at the roster, and certainly a good chunk of the current roster is led by upperclassmen who won't be there by the time you get to campus, but then again, Rick Stein and his staff really put together a nice young foundation. Chloe Gannon, Sophia Loden, Trinity Ralston, Allie Saunders, only a sophomore, so you'll be playing with them. What is your feeling, and how does that project for you early in your career that these already successful players are likely still going to be there by the time you get to Evansville? Was that included in your decision-making of where USI women's basketball projects for 25-26, your first year of women's college basketball?
I'm super excited to play with them. They're such an amazing group of girls. And I'm just glad I'm coming into, like, my freshman year to win her. They've won as a group of girls, and each of them are individually good at what they do in their game, and I'm excited to learn from what they have learned from Coach Stein.
Now, you are ahead of the eight ball when it comes to schedule, ahead of schedule when it comes to deciding where you're going to go to college. Again, most people are envious that you don't have to worry about it at all senior year, and heck, even for the tail end of junior year. So congratulations on that alone. I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't have the answer, don't feel like you need to, because, again, you're ahead of schedule already, but do you know what you're going to be studying at USI?
I would like to be studying education. I want to be a kindergarten teacher.
Look at this. She has it all figured out. She knows where she's going. She knows which team she's going to be playing for, what kind of player she wants to be, and also knows which classes and which major she's going to be pursuing. That's Lily Graves, everyone. She has it all figured out. We're all envious, but we're also really excited that she's coming to Southern Indiana for the women's basketball program that is already surging. And with this commitment, they're wiggling. They're really excited to have Lily Graves in the fold. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Can't wait to get you down here, and good luck with senior year, senior season at Franklin Central. Go crush it, and go continue to do what you do best, and we're looking forward to seeing you down here again. And with that, we take a step aside on this bracket break. Bracket Heating and Air, home of Generac Generators, to keep your game on. Game 6 tonight at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, maybe the most anticipated playoff game in that building's history. And we're going to have a guest on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line from Fieldhouse Files. Indiana Pacers beat writer Scott Agnes will join us to discuss this game, break it down, dissect it, and talk about the Pacers' odds with a shifting lineup and shifting availability for the opposing Milwaukee Bucks. Don't go anywhere.